Hi, I'm glad you're watching. There'll be five videos here on the on prayer, and this first one is found in Matthew 26, 28, 36 through 46. Jesus gives the disciples a personal prayer request, or a personal request, and it could be a prayer request, and his personal requests are very few. And Jesus said to the disciples, "Would you pray with me? My anguish is so great that I feel that I'm dying. Wait here and stay awake with me." And when he went back, the disciples, he found them asleep. And he said to Peter, who had previously said, "Lord, I'm ready to die for you." And Peter found out something that you and I have found out with our walk with God. Sometimes it would be easier to die for the Lord than to live consistently for the Lord. Jesus' statement to me was very, very piercing. To die, but he found, Peter was willing to die, but he found it was hard to live for Christ. Jesus' statement was very piercing. Could you stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you won't be tempted. Now, this is very important. Well, number one, in verse 8 here, their temptation, or the 38, their temptation was to succumb to the physical sleep and so fail in their responsibility to support Jesus. That would be very sad. It might point also to the temptation to deny Jesus when he was led away to the cross. So there could be two temptations there. Pray, be alert to what's happening, and through prayer you'll be able to deal with the temptations that are going to come. And so I try to make this personal. Do I choose sleep rather than prayer, and finding myself defeated when temptations come because I didn't pray to my source of strength? Who knows what God, and what a day, only God knows this, what a day may bring forth. And I found that in my early Christian life, that it was very easy for me to fall asleep when I was praying, especially when I was in the Army, because basically we prayed while we were in bed, because we were in a huge dorm. And I found out, for me, to order to break that cycle of starting to pray and going to sleep, was to pray with my eyes open. And even when I have my quiet time with the Lord, sometimes I pray and keep my eyes open. If I'm using a list of family members and people I'm concerned for, ministries that I'm concerned about, then I have a list and I look down that, and that also helps not to sleep. So remember, Jesus said, "Could you not watch with me for an hour?" The Lord bless you.